Hey everybody, welcome to Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching Power Rangers episode 295, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy episode 2, Quasar Quest part 2.
It aired on February 13th, 1999, is written by Judd Lynn and directed by Jonathan Zacher.
Same as last time. Also, I'm very impressed with myself that I remembered the numbers because I didn't look at anything or ask.
I'm pretty sure you got them right, because I was looking at them when you said them, and I did not stop you.
Yeah, go with me. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along if you have Netflix and DVDs, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you guys get it right now. I want to talk about something very important real quick.
Okay.
Okay, last night, we're recording this like 2 weeks out from when it airs, because I am going on vacation next week, and we just want to get ahead.
Are you about to tell everyone about your best friend?
I want to tell everybody about my best friend, Ron Strowman. Last night was WWE's SummerSlamboree, and it was a very middling pay-per-view, all things considered. I liked the two tag matches, but then at the very end, my best friend, Braun Strowman, decided that he is the only pro wrestler in the world, and everybody else is just chump change next to him. And then he was robbed. And then a Killer Tomato from Attack of the Killer Tomatoes robbed him of his WWE Universal Championship. I'm never not going to be angry about that.
At one point, Brock Lesnar's head was so red that it was purple and looked like a grape.
It looked like it was about to pop. It looked like he had just eaten a gusher.
Yep.
And it was a grape-flavored gusher, and his head got super big and swollen.
It turned into one grape instead of a bunch
instead
of
grapes. Instead of a bundle of them. Bunch?
A How bunch.
Grapes come in bunches?
It is. It's a bunch of
It's a bunch grapes. Of grapes. Anyway, I want to let you guys know about my new best friend, Braun Strowman, and that... He's the only pro wrestler in the world, so you should probably check him out.
Everyone else is just a wrestler. He's the only pro.
He's a pro at it. He put Brock Lesnar through two tables and then put a table through Brock Lesnar. It was amazing.
It was the only match of the night that got me excited, and that was exclusively because of Braun Strowman.
Yeah, he's the greatest. That's it. That's an update on my new best friend, Braun Strowman. And I guess we're going to go watch Power Rangers now?
I think that's what we do.
Okay,
here.
Yeah.
Go Galactic! And we're back, and we just watched Quasar Quest Part 2.
Got a lot of revelations in part the deuce.
A lot. We learned a lot of names.
We learned several names.
We met a brand new character.
Yeah, we alluded to it on air, and then off air, you were like, "This person didn't show up. There's someone in the credits who didn't show up." And don't worry, he shows up in a very weird way.
Yes.
It's sort of convoluted.
It's entirely a shoehorn situation, which, it didn't need to be. It's just, someone had this idea, and they were like, we have to do it this way.
There's no other way we can do it. Anyway, morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website, so it's ajakeandjosh.com is where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, and Podknife. I almost called it Face Knife. That would have been very bad.
That's a different website.
It's a totally
that's on the
different
deep web.
Yeah, you got that's a Face Knife dot onion. anyway, if you want to leave us a rating and review, that'd be awesome. We'd really appreciate it. Finally, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you can support the show, and it helps us out a bunch, and we really appreciate it. So maybe consider doing that. So, Josh.
Yes,
James. Last time, I said we're going to do it, and we're going to do it this time. I just have to find it.
Are you ham horning? What are we doing?
No, I'm not ham horning.
What are we doing?
It's not Friday. You know the rules.
Well, yeah, every time I see you flipping through your phone looking for something, I'm always a little worried about it.
No, we are going to thank every single one of our patrons.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Right here.
I'm ready.
Right now.
Are you sure you can't just copy and paste the one we did on Pokemon? No one would notice.
No, they wouldn't, but I don't want to.
I get it.
I'd have to go into another program. I had to like cut it out.
It's the same program.
I know, I had to switch files. It'd be a hassle. Wouldn't even be that hard. I just don't want to.
What if I cut it out and send you the cutout version?
No, because then I'd have to send it to you first, and then you have to cut it out.
All right, let's just do it.
All right, so here's the deal. We're not saying anyone's last names, because that feels a little weird to us. Some people, we will say their last names because they're our friends. And
addendum.
Yeah, asterisk. This is not a hard and fast rule. But if I don't know you, I don't know if I don't want to blow up your spot. So here we go. You ready?
Yep.
First up, we have David.
Thanks, David.
We have Ryden.
Thank you, Ryden.
Man, I hope I'm saying that right. We have Jonathan.
Thank you, Jonathan.
We have Admiral Potato.
Thank you, Admiral. I salute it. It's audio. You can't see. I salute it.
Yeah, they can't hear a salute.
You are a much higher rank than me.
Our buddy Matt Hoadley is a patron.
Thank you, Matt.
You can check out his podcast, Fifth Draw Wild, which we've both been on. I've been on 11 times, not to brag.
That's a lot of times. Look, how many episodes are there?
Over 11.
Well, I know there's at least 12 because I was on once.
I don't know. Maybe 20, 30-ish.
All right.
Hasn't been a year yet. So
right.
I'm the reigning champion of it. I'm the Fifth Draw Wild heavyweight champion is basically what I'm saying. He also does Hard Reboot with me and Alan. And he's got a secret project coming out soon. You guys should check out when it comes out. Next up is Midori.
Thank you, Midori.
Former guest of the show, Raymond, is a patron.
Thank you, Raymond.
Next up is another Jonathan.
Thank you, Jonathan.
And David.
Thank you, David. Different David than the first David.
Was there two Davids?
You said David was like the first name, wasn't it?
Just David is the first name. This one comes with the last name. Next up is Steph.
Thank you, Steph.
Gavin is helping us out.
Thank you, Gavin.
Nathan.
Thank you, Nathan. I was expecting you to just say the name. It caught me off guard.
I'm trying to figure out new and exciting ways to say each one as I'm doing it, so it's a little touch and go. Next up, Charles is a patron.
Thank you, Charles.
So is Bryant.
Thank you, Bryant.
Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Anthony.
Thank you, Anthony.
Our buddy Ross Butler.
Thank you, our buddy Ross Butler.
Who has been on the show.
He has been.
It was a plagued episode because his computer kept literally shutting down while recording. Christina is a patron.
Thank you, Christina.
Andrew is a patron.
Thank you, Andrew.
So is Adam.
Thank you, Adam.
And it's Lewis is a patron. I'm going to say why this is funny in a second. Okay.
Thank you, Lewis.
So this is Lewis. He's at BossLCA on Twitter. He started listening to us recently, and he's like plowing through. He might be caught up by now. I'm not 100% sure. But I remember we were reading something on, I think it was on Cool Kids Table, and Alan said Louis. And yeah. Shannon's like a French nobleman.
Shannon was like, did you just call Louis Louis? That was funny.
Next up, Crash is a patron.
Thank you, Crash.
Daniel.
Thanks, Daniel.
Is helping us out. So is Janine.
Thank you, Janine.
I don't know where she is in the pod. I know she's catching up. She was in season 3 last time. So, hey, welcome to the future. Next up is Tav.
Thank you, Tav.
Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
And former guest of the show, Danielle.
Thank you, Danielle.
One of my favorite moments on this show is Danielle knowing exactly what shirt Buffy was wearing that I was thinking of. That was pretty amazing. Next up, our good friend, Alan Sells.
Thank you, Alan.
Now, I did this on Pokemon World Tour, and I'm going to do it here.
Okay.
Alan is a very, very good friend of ours.
He is.
And I make fun of him a lot, because that's how I show my love. It's not a good way to do it. No, but it's how I do it. So
I can confirm.
So this first time, so I'll say thank you, Alan, completely sincerely, because any other time he comes up, I'll probably make fun of him in some way.
Yes.
Or I will just say that Billy's like a bad power just to like get him going or something like that. But I want to get out of the way right now that I don't mean it.
Well, hopefully what will happen is we will keep up with patrons so that next year we don't have to
we
do
have
all
to do
of
this
them again.
Yeah. Let's see how that goes. AJ is a patron.
Thank you, AJ.
So is Kay.
Thank you, Kay.
Former guest of the show, Dowd, is a patron.
Thank you, Dowd.
Dowd is a new podcast with another guy we know from Twitter, James Fletcher. I would say Dowd's last name, but I know I will butcher it. But it's all about Beast Wars. It's basically this, but Beast Wars.
Yeah.
It's called Axelon Archives.
That is correct.
I keep wanting to say Axiom because
and
it's,
I know that because I did the album art for them, yeah. And I looked at that word for hours trying to find a font that looks nice.
It's a fake made up Beast Wars word, so it doesn't have purchase in my brain yet. So I keep saying like Axelar. So.
I will never forget the name of their podcast.
Yeah.
If you want me to remember your podcast, commission me for an album cover.
So go check that out. If you are interested in Beast Wars. Speaking of James, he is a patron.
Oh, thanks, James.
So is Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
And my little brother, Scoot.
Thank you, Scoot.
Who I am. By the time you hear this, I will have seen again because he's picking me up from the airport when I fly home. And I'm very excited about that.
Nice. Put him in a headlock for me.
I super duper will. I got to jump a little bit because he's very tall now. next up, our boy Hoops is a patron.
Thank you, Hoops.
And so is Portia.
Thank you, Portia.
And Jackie.
Thank you, Jackie.
Dominic is a patron.
Thank you, Dominic.
And so is Simon.
Thank you, Simon.
And Adriana.
Thank you, Adriana.
And Riley Hopkins.
Thanks, Riley.
We know Riley, so that's...
Yes.
That's why we see... These are the weird rules.
These are the perks you get. You get your last name mentioned on air.
Yeah, Riley's got a podcast-like network. Such a sweet perk. A podcast network called Alien Happy Hour, which has like a bunch of different stuff going on over there, so go check that out. Joshua is a patron.
Thank you, Joshua.
What's your name?
It is my name. It's a good name.
Former guest of the show and her husband, Annie and Jonathan Creighton, are patrons.
Thank you, Annie and Jonathan.
Two very cool people. They host the Gem Jam / I Will Fight You podcasts. Those are Annie. And then Jonathan does the Aniki podcast with his brother, which is all about anime.
Nice.
The I Will Fight You podcast is amazing. I highly recommend everyone listen to the Harry Potter episode because it's very good. Next up is Joe Hatfield.
Thank you, Joe.
Joe has a podcast called WTF Anime. A lot of our friends have podcasts. I just want to help. I want to plug everything. So that's why we're going through this. We're like 58 minutes into this podcast. I was actually on a recent episode. And then I spawned the shortest episode because I gave them the worst thing to watch. So they had nothing to say about it because it was just incomprehensible.
What was it?
Bobo. I don't know if you remember that.
I think you were a bow short. I think it's bo.
Okay.
I remember one thing about it. I watched like an episode on Cartoon Network, and they had like a noodle cook-off. And Bobo, if I remember, is the big muscly guy with the blue afro?
Yellow afro.
And he made instant noodles, but like he just opened the package into a bowl of water, and it was a brick the whole time. It was very funny to me. I have no idea what was happening on the show other than that.
Well, according to the episode that they watched, nothing. I have seen maybe a total of 15 minutes of this show, and I was like, yeah, just do that, because that's probably the worst thing you can watch. And I was right so far.
Also, it's my favorite anime name.
It is so anime.
Because, like, what the hell?
Yeah. Next up, our buddy Sky is a former guest of the show, former friend of the show, and current friend of the show still. Former guest, current friend, Sky Ertle is a patron.
Thank you, Sky.
I've talked about his podcast, the Pop Culture Failure. Go check that out. They're doing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: The Next Mutation right now, and it's they're doing the Lord's work over there. Tom is a patron.
Thank you, Tom.
And finally, our friend, Emmy Award winner, Shannon Maynor.
Thank you, Shannon. Congratulations on your reward. On your award, excuse me. I did not say that last time.
I mean, we talked about it on the show.
I know we've said it a million times.
Also, Shannon and I have a new podcast called Kingdom Smarts, where she tries to explain everything about Kingdom Smarts to me, an idiot.
well, she tries to explain Kingdom Hearts. She's not trying to explain the podcast to you, I don't think.
Look.
Where does that fall in the timeline? Is there a timeline for Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah, she's got a chart.
Oh, God. It's a wall in her house, and it's all yarn and pushpins.
Oh, God, I would not be surprised. it's very fun. We haven't gotten to any of the crazy stuff yet, so, like, it's a nice slow burn. The first episode, though, she just explains the release order and the remakes of all the different Kingdom Hearts games, of which there are 17 iterations.
That's a lot.
There's 8 games, 17 times.
I think the second episode is named after my favorite quote from all of them that I've seen, and that's "the ship runs on happy faces."
That might be episode 3.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I just I can I as soon as I read that, I remembered Donald like pulling his face.
Yeah, and Sora just making this cheesy, dumb, cheesy grin. Sora is a very good boy. I'm very much like that boy. So we've dilly-dallied long enough, I would say.
I think so.
We did get an email from Benny. We got the in space stats.
Oh,
the,
nice.
The thing. We're going to do that on Monday.
Yeah. This is a Friday episode. We're not supposed to do extra stuff.
Not supposed to do extra stuff.
We didn't do this last time.
We did. We goofed, so now we're paying the price. The bill is due.
Anyway, I have to go to bed in 15 minutes. So
okay, let's hustle through this.
Do you want to get into the episode?
I just real quick, though, I just do want to say thank you to all of our patrons. It means a
lot
to us.
Yeah, absolutely.
We really, really appreciate it. So, and if you want to get your name read, just hit up patreon.com/JakeandJosh. And hopefully we get some more stuff up there soon. I've got some ideas. Well,
we've been meaning to revamp the whole thing for a while.
Yeah,
we just haven't.
We also meant
down.
To fix the feed. And we haven't done that yet either.
Look.
So, okay. that's on one of us. It's not the other one. I've been meaning to update the blog and haven't done that at all. So, basically what we're saying is balls are being dropped all over the place here at Hey Jake and Josh Industries. Anyway, we start off with Kai and just some other Starship Troopers returning to their transport ship. Kai is the surly guy. Can't call him the Blue Ranger yet.
Surly? That means, like, big, doesn't it?
No, that's burly you're thinking
of. Oh, I am thinking about burly. I'm always thinking about burly.
No, surly's like grumpy, like a grumpy Gus.
Buck Burly. That's a good newscaster
Space Ranger.
Name. He's sullen. He's, like, bumming.
Yeah, and he's, because he left everybody behind. That'll come up in a second.
Sort of.
So, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, he was following orders.
Yeah.
I imagine Handsome Man outranks him. That's just the impression that I got.
Yes. We cut over to Miranoi. Is that the name of this planet?
Yeah, and I'm not going to do the joke. I did it last time.
Okay, thank you.
Can't guarantee
it's been
that it won't come back up.
It's been a calendar week since we recorded the last episode, so I have forgotten most of what we learned in the last episode. Including whether or not we learned someone's name, which we don't until the end of this one. And it's the funniest way we could have learned his name.
Yes.
So, on Miranoi, Kendricks asks Handsome Man about Leo. She's like, oh, I didn't know you had a little brother. And Handsome Man's like, yeah, he's always doing crazy stuff, like wearing a terrible shirt and sneaking onto a spaceship.
She's like, aren't you a little hard on him? And look, Kendricks, I know he's very cute, Leo is. I get it.
Yeah.
But no! He stowed onto his space station and was out in live fire with no training.
Yeah.
He's not being hard on him. He's mad.
And also, you don't know him. he might be being just hard enough on him to keep him in line.
This
we don't know
true.
What Leo's like. Then we cut back to Kai sitting in the transport, and he has a flashback to Commander. I don't know. I don't
Commander,
know his name.
Commander.
Be like, never, ever leave a team member behind. And he's like, I shouldn't have left.
Shouldn't have done the one thing
that I did.
That Mr. Commander told me not to do.
And then we cut to the theme song, I think. No. Oh, sorry. Oops. One more thing. There's a flyer for the Astro Megaship Museum.
Yeah. On the floor of the transport ship.
Uh-huh. They brought a museum dedicated to one thing on this space colony.
Yes.
That's dumb.
Yes.
That's dumb and bad.
Oh, just wait. It gets dumb and badder.
Oh, boy. So then we cut to the theme song. And when we come back, Kai is running. And I keep wanting to call him Archie, but that's his actual real name. And he looks like an Archie. So, like, good job, Mr. and Mrs. Archie, for naming him that. I don't know what his last name
it's
is.
It's Kao, or K-O? K-A-O, however you would say that.
Well, if I was a dinosaur, I would say K-O, but I think it's Kao.
Okay.
If I was a Star Fox Adventures dinosaur, that would definitely be K-O. That's the word the. This is your dinosaur language.
Oh, what a
language.
Weird thing Star Fox Adventures is.
Yep. It's also very hard.
It is.
Like, it's a very hard game.
I got, like, halfway through it. There's one boss where you have to, like, he's based on fear, and you have to stop a needle at a certain point on a like a bar, like in the middle where it's highlighted.
Yeah.
And it gets smaller and smaller, like the farther into the boss you get, and I could never get the last one.
That sounds like booty.
Yep.
Also, Tricky sucks. He's really annoying. I think I got to Tricky, and I was like, well, I'm out.
Yeah, it's a very weird Zelda game, Star Fox Adventures.
It is. It is. So then, so Kai runs on to the Astro Megaship Museum, and he's like, hey, everybody. He's like acting like he's like in an official capacity. He's like, hey, everybody, the museum's shutting down, so I'm going to have to ask you to leave and get off the ship. hey, they haven't taken off yet. Is there just like a point before they lift off to leave Earth behind forever that they're like, just mill about?
They are in orbit.
They're, yeah, well, right? they
because all the establishing
there.
Shots are in space, yeah. But like around Earth.
They flew everybody on the shuttle planes.
Right.
And then now they're just like, I guess walk around and have, yeah. Like, see the museum. I hope it's tied down because we're about to launch into space.
Also, I think we could say it now. This is not just a museum. This is the Astro Mega ship because Alpha is like, oh, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, excuse me. What are you doing here? Deka's there? Like. Alpha's like, hey, what's up with this? And he's like, secret mission, we're commandeering this for the...
Yeah, the ship's been reassigned.
Blah, 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 blah.
Special mission.
And then some guy in a green jumpsuit is like, come again for Big Fudge? And he's like, yeah, it's a reassignment. We're going. We gotta go now. And he's like, I don't think so.
And then, in an unprecedented Lost Galaxy move... Kai asks him for his name, and we get it right away.
His name is Damon. He's the mechanic around here. So not only did they bring a... And I just want to say how convoluted this is.
Does that mean, when he says I'm the mechanic around here, does he mean in the museum, or does he mean on Terra Venture?
He means the museum.
Okay.
Because he's like, I know everything about this ship, the Astromega ship. So... we'll also find out that, according to Damon, it won't fly. Like, it's junk. It's just a museum now. So they brought a mechanic to service the museum ship that will not fly.
Yeah.
Why?
To keep Deka going. But then you wouldn't need a mechanic.
That's a programmer.
Yeah, you need like a programmer or an engineer or something.
It's so convoluted.
Anyway, this is what I was saying. Somebody had the idea of, oh, he's a mechanic. And then they were like, that doesn't really fit anything else. And they were like, I don't care. He's a mechanic.
Like a mechanic, like the Terra Venture mechanic, like in the engine parts. No. We still have so many Astro Megaship toys we have to sell. We didn't move nearly as many as we thought. We're bringing it back. Alpha's going to be there. Everyone's going to love it.
We could sell those last couple Alpha toys.
This is going to be weird next season, because this season we have, like, abandoned most of everything.
Yeah,
from
there's,
the
like,
Zordon era.
There's a couple tiny holdovers. It's the Mechaship and Alpha.
And Alpha and Bulk and
Phenomenon.
And Phenomenon.
And old cans.
And it's going to be weird next season when they're, like, clean cut. Like, cut all the ties. We're done.
Everything
now.
Is new, except for the one crossover episode.
Yeah. Which I remember aired as like a movie event or was on VHS. I can't remember. Either way, I watched it like 100 times. So it must have been on VHS. So Kai gives an impassioned speech about how he left his teammates behind. And he's got to go back. And there's a portal closing. And it's the only thing they can get there. Except, hold on. The portal was on the moon and that did close.
Well,
so he's just assuming.
He says that portal closed, but he needs to get there because he's like, my teammates ran through. And then Damon is just kind of like, yeah, whatever, man. And then he's like, the portal is closed. And that registers with Damon enough for Damon to help him.
And he's like, all right, we'll go check to see if there's another portal.
I think they're just like, we're going to fly to Mirinoi.
Yeah, let's just fly there.
And there just happened to be another portal. I don't know. The second portal is not very well explained.
No. It's just a MacGuffin.
Yeah.
Also, I just want to talk about the theme song for a second. I still don't love it. It's going to take a lot of time to grow on me.
I won't say I love it, but I do enjoy it.
It's not that I don't like it. It's just that it doesn't feel very Power Rangers to me. And then it does do that stupid thing at the end where they just do the Power Rangers Galaxy.
Right.
It's like you said Lost Galaxy is the last thing, and then you said it again. Why? Yeah.
Gotta get it in, man.
It's so weird. It's so out of place. So he starts flying. Damon's like, I can't help. I'm going to go stand over here and not help you. I won't get off the ship, but I will not help. So he, like, walks away. And so Kai's like, all right, well, I'm just going to do it anyway. And he starts, like, moving knobs and stuff. And, like, the camera's pitching and yawn.
Right.
And
Alpha's kind of trying to help him out.
He's mostly just spitting out a bunch of jargon. Like, yeah. A bunch of, like, the thrusters need port clearing and stabilizers, etc. And then Damon comes back and he's like, get out of here. He's like, move over, idiot. So he, like, he gets her off the ground.
He tells Deku to do some stuff, including, but not limited to, clearing the birds out of the, like, the exhaust ports or something.
Spent some birds. So they brought birds on Terra Venture?
Well, yeah, you have to have the ambiance.
Okay.
Let me ask a question.
This is a very 1950s space exploration idea.
Well, look, it's all shot on Earth. They had to explain why there are birds. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Here's a question, though.
Okay.
Because this is the not too distant future.
Uh-huh.
What happened to the megaship that it is, basically, as far as Damon was concerned a minute ago, a lost cause and cannot fly ever again?
I have no idea.
Was it just been shut off for so long that, like, you gotta jimmy the key to get it going?
Yeah, you gotta rev it a couple times. You gotta go pop the hood, hit the starter with the back end of a hammer a couple times just to loosen it up. I don't know. I feel like the other Rangers just stopped being Power Rangers, and so they didn't need it.
They just parked it on Terra Venture and walked away.
Like, the last thing they did was fly home on it. Like, they were in space flying home on the Astro Megaship.
They left KO-35 on the Megaship to Earth.
So, like, what happened in between then? Let us know what you think. How did the Astro Megaship get into this state?
how did the Megaship end up a museum?
Yeah, it's so weird. Unless it's like a museum to the Power Rangers.
Are you trying to tell me, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, that the United States government would not use the Astro Mega Ship?
That, yeah. It's been shown. It has intergalactic travel. Like,
yeah.
It can fly wherever
it
wants.
And it can turn into a robot, and it's the only giant robot that did not die last season.
Yeah. But instead, they built a much bigger ship and parked this one on it.
Yep.
What?
I don't know.
Like, you'd think, here's what the mission should be. The commander and his people are doing a Star Trek on the Astro Megaship. That's it.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be a big terrarium full of people.
Right, every exterior shot is just another planet that they're on that episode.
Yeah. Instead, they made it very complicated.
Instead, they made a fake Earth to travel through space on.
Again, this feels like a 1950s idea. In the 1950s, there was this thing called Project Orion, and it was this, like, transport ship that was going to it moved by detonating a nuclear bomb, and then it had like a mile long. It was huge. It was enormous. It had like a mile long or a mile thick, I guess, like lead shield.
Yeah,
that would take the brunt of it, and it would be fine, and it would push it forward. And that's how it was going to move.
Right.
Unfortunately, it would destroy the planet Earth in its wake, just leaving the planet. But that was a 1950s idea, and that's pretty close to what we're getting, I feel like, with this. Fun fact about Project Orion is that because it didn't work, we decided to make things smaller instead of bigger. So the reason, like, a microwave isn't a room in your house and it's like a little thing on your counter is because Project Orion failed.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So thanks, Project Orion, for making my microwave manageable.
Imagine having to walk into a whole room and put a hungry man down in the middle of the floor and then walk out.
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
You have to put a suit on afterwards to go back in
and get it.
Or else you'd be irradiated.
Oh, that's nuts.
So they fly out over the... Was it just parked? Like, was it in a hangar or was it just like...
It's not in
on
a hangar
because
they lift off and Damon's like, I got this. Leave it to the pros. And immediately bumps a building with it. So it was just downtown, I guess.
They built skyscrapers on Terra Venture.
Well, yeah. They ran out of room. They had to go up.
This is so inefficient. This makes no sense.
And they let Bulk on.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. Saw him for 2 collective minutes last episode.
Well,
so
him
far.
And Phenoms were in more last episodes. I think they were in for most of the season previous. So they fly over the people, and they're in space, and they come upon a black hole. He's like, that's the portal. Well, hold on. You're hoping that's the portal. It doesn't show you what's on the other side like the other one did. It doesn't look anything like the other portal. This could just be a black hole that you're about to spaghettify yourself in.
That's fine. He asks Alpha if the ship will survive the flux of energy, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, and then Damon's like, now you're wondering if we'll survive? And I swear to God, he walks away, but like...
He's like, now, and he walks off, and there are just a couple faint beep boops in the background, so I guess he was putting something in on one of the other computers, because there's not 4 other Rangers to man the rest of the cockpit. Right. But it looked like he just had to like leave for a minute, and like walk out of the room and go like, this mofo.
I thought he was going to leave, but I was like, dude, you're in space, where are you going to go?
Oh, he realized that, because then he came back.
Came right back, and he's like, all right, move out of the way, buckle up. Because I'm going to write this ship, and he leans into the 2 forward sticks, and then we don't see what happens.
Nope.
And then we cut to Leo, who's just walking around on Miranoi, and he comes across 3 buggies, and we will get the official name for buggies, and it sucks. So they're just going to be called buggies from now on.
We're going to call them buggies.
So... he's like, there's like 3 buggies. He's like, oh, 3 against 1? It shouldn't be too bad. He's a little nervous, but also cocky, which I think is a very fine needle to thread. But he manages to do it pretty well. And then like, oops, no, there's 15. And then they attack him, and one of them kicks him very hard into the bushes. And so he lands in the bushes, and Kenders and Handsome Man are there. And they're like, shh.
Is Maya also there?
Not that we see. Okay. And we'll see her in like a second.
Okay.
Not there. So I don't know where they are. So then we cut to who I thought was Scorpius.
But that is
incorrect.
That's
not his name. I had a whole running joke in my notes.
Oh, man.
Where every time his name comes, every time I mention him, I just call him something. It's Score or something different. And it would have been very funny, but like his name's not Scorpius, so what's even the point? His name's Furio Cabinet.
Good night, everybody.
I apologize for that one. That was bad. So Furio, I call him Scorpius Malfoy. That's
Scorpius Malfoy?
That's Draco's kid in the 8th book.
Oh, that 8th book is trash.
I haven't read all of it, but it's
somebody
like,
wrote it on a bunch of used napkins.
It's really primo fan fiction.
Scorpius.
Scorpius is in the 7th book. They do name drop. His name is Scorpius, like canonically.
Oh,
so like,
okay.
That's before, but like he's mostly
that's
he's
still
like,
stupid.
He's a main character in the Cursed Child.
He probably acts exactly like you would suspect a Scorpius would.
I bet. So Furio's there, and he's threatening Sahasrara from Zelda, who's like, I'll never give you the Quasar Sabers.
You must go to the Eastern Palace and collect the Pendant of Courage.
You know what? For some reason, when he spoke,
I thought he sounded kind of like he could be a Santa Claus.
He seems Clausian.
He's Clausian.
He's a little Clausy. And he's like, hey, if you don't give me these sabers, I'm gonna cut you in half with my big sword. And he's like, I'll never do it because I can't. They choose you, not the other way around.
Right.
And then Maya jumps in, just like a front flip, and she lands, and she doesn't say anything. Does she say something? I don't think she does.
She might just be like, leave him alone.
Yeah, she's like, hey.
You big cabinet.
And so Furio is like, I'm just going to start killing all of you now. I'm so furious.
Hey.
Is that his thing? Is he so mad?
He's mad. I mean, that seems like it.
I mean, look, in Mad Max Fury Road, there's Mad Max. He's like mad. He's pretty mad. That is Furiosa, and she is just like
now,
furious.
The name Mad Max, does that mean he is Angry Max, or does that mean he is Crazy Max?
Little column A, little column B.
Okay.
I feel like it leans towards crazy, but also it's like an angry crazy.
Okay.
But then Furiosa is 10 times angrier than he is, so she's furious, which I like.
It's Furiosa.
It's Furiosa, not Furiosa. So I get that. This guy's just name is Furio, and he seems, like, miffed. He doesn't seem furious.
I think he kind of got furious when he couldn't get...
He does do something
swords.
Pretty drastic. So the others show up, the others being Leo and Handsome Man and Kendricks, and they all got guns. And he's like, the four of you are going to stop me and all my buggies? And he calls them Stingwingers.
Yeah.
And that's dumb.
That's their name.
That's, we're not going to call them that. They're buggies.
There are like 50 buggies and a Furio. He's like, the four of you against us? And then Kai is like, no, the six of us. And him and Damon come in. And it's like, well, you're still vastly outnumbered.
And also, what do you use a mechanic? And I'm pretty sure you're just like a tech officer.
Damon was not on the moon. He has no combat training. He's a mechanic.
And also, someone I guess they landed just fine?
Yeah, they made it. They did good. Someone just really thought a green jumpsuit was a good gag. So he was a mechanic. Damn it, anyway.
I mean, look. It's not a bad look. And I like the... And, like, they would need a mechanic on this spaceship. They should have several. But he is... exclusively the Astro Mega Ship Museum's mechanic,
yeah,
which is bonkers.
Well, there's probably like at 3 o'clock every afternoon, they turn the engine on for everybody to see,
right? And they just lift up. That's how we know how to lift off. He's like, I think it'll go, but it won't.
Right,
go anywhere. So there's a big fight. There's a big bug fight.
We get a far shot of it, like, from overhead, and it looks very cramped. Like, it's not a very big battlefield.
Yeah, they're in, like, this little tiny clearing around the rock, and then there's, like, 50 buggies and 50 Mirinoids.
Mirinoids. Like, yo, 50... Mirinoid.
Avoid the Mirinoid. Just, like, 50 of them, and then there's, like, 6 Power Rangers and a Furio. Spoilers. They're the Power Rangers. Well, 5 of them anyway. Stay tuned. But it does look super cramped. And I was like, I don't know how anyone's throwing a punch in here because there's no room to swing.
Yeah.
So eventually, Handsome Man gets thrown into the Quasar. He gets disarmed and thrown into the Quasar Saber Excalibur
stone.
And he draws a Quasar Saber. And the music like drops out. And then it's like, oh.
And then the White Tiger Zord comes running out.
And then, like, people gasp. And it's, like, a big deal because we showed, like, 5 people trying to pull him out and they couldn't. And it's been here for 3,000 years.
I have seen this episode before.
Mm-hmm.
I do not remember the next part happening the way it does. And the way that it does is very cheesy.
It's so cheesy. It is Velveeta.
Basically... the entire battle stops when he pulls it out. The bad guys stop fighting long enough for Kendricks, Maya, Kai, and Damon to walk up to Handsome Man. And then Kendricks is like, should we try
it
too?
Maybe we should try too.
And so Maya, who is a native to this planet and has seen this ritual a million times, has apparently never tried it herself.
No.
And then Damon, a mechanic, Kai, a bum, and Kendricks... who's fine, who seems like she would be a great Power Ranger, yeah. And they all pull the swords out.
And they pull them out, and they draw, and they glow, and they're like, oh! And, like...
The way I remembered this happening is it all of them pulled them out individually during the fight.
That would be very cool.
Like, because they all just... they got backed into the corner, and they didn't have a choice, so they had to try to get the nearest weapon, yeah. And it happened to be these, and only Maya knows the legend of them, so the rest of them just pull them out and don't think of anything of it. But that's not what happened. Instead, everything stops.
Yeah. It's really, really badly written. It seems like what you would write in middle school. Like, if you were writing, like, an Excalibur Power Rangers in sixth grade, this is the scene you would come up with, because it's very lame. And then poor Leo's over to the side, like, wow.
He is excited, because, like, his brother...
did this thing that no one's been able to do.
That's pretty cool. I'm glad that he's excited. Yeah. Like, he looks happy for him.
And not, like, jealous. And
not
mad.
Jealous.
Yeah.
I want him to be a thief, but I don't want him to be envious.
Yeah. So then Furio is like, if I can't have him, no one can. So he pulls out this move that makes no sense for his power set and stabs the ground with his sword. Yep. And it starts petrifying everybody. Like, everything is turning to stone.
Yeah, it throws, like, a graphite Photoshop filter over everything.
And, like, people are, like, freezing in place and turning into statues. And, like, the trees are turning into tree statues.
This must have been a pain in the butt. Because I don't know how you would do this effect. But it does not... Like, they don't just wipe it over the whole screen because it never takes over the sky. The sky stays blue the whole time.
Yeah, I was... the only times we see the sky that I noticed, it was just a still shot. Oh, no, because then Furio and some buggies are, like, walking across. That must have been blue screen, though.
Yeah, probably.
So they start running away, and then Furio, like, is in front of them, and they, like, come to another clearing, and he had gotten around them.
He teleports.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he picks up his sword again, and he slashes the ground in half, and it opens... And Handsome Man falls in. Everybody else is fine. They're on either side. But Handsome Man was right on the crack. And so he falls.
He couldn't make up his mind. He tried to stay in the middle.
So he falls and Leo grabs him.
He doesn't grab him. Handsome Man grabs the edge and Leo's reaching down like, take my hand. And Handsome Man says, no.
He's like, no, take the sword. Take the saber.
Does Leo yell his name at this point?
Yeah, he says, Mike, take my hand.
Okay.
As he's falling, he says, Mike, but he also says it one other time really quick. So we finally get Handsome Man's name. It's Mike.
He's Mike.
He's a Mike. And so Mike has zero self-preservation skills, but none. Really values this Quasar Saber.
Because he's like, I can't hold on as he's holding on.
Yeah.
And he's like, take the sword.
Which is in my hand. You could just grab his hand.
You can grab the sword. Mike doesn't need to let go of it and pull him up by that.
So he grabs a weird, like, hilt of the sword.
He reaches all the way down to Mike's hand to grab the sword. And then Mike looks up at him and is like, don't worry, it'll be okay. And jumps off the cliff.
Yeah, he's like, you can carry on for me. I'm very proud of you. And then lets go and falls into this bottomless pit. So then, the best moment of Power Rangers Lost Galaxy so far, Mike falls, everyone is fighting buggies except for Leo.
What a green screen fall
is
that is.
Very
it's so
1999. And everyone's like, well, I say everyone. The two people that know Mike,
Kendricks and Kai,
are like, no, no. And then Maya... And Damon,
who just met him.
Who does not know his name.
3 minutes ago?
Unless he just heard Leo say it, he does not know his name. Because he's so far away, he would not have heard it.
Yeah.
So they're like, Mike! And the two people who don't know Mike at all are like, no, not Mike! We love Mike!
It's so weird. Because even if Maya and Damon did know his name, they did not know him.
Certainly not Maya. She from another planet.
So it's just very weird that they were like, Mike! Instead of, no. Like, it would make sense if they were like, no. If Maya especially was like, no, he helped me.
Yeah. But like, Kendricks and Kai should have said Mike. They knew him.
Yeah.
But then, this is crazy. The hole closes. Like, it slams shut.
Mike is in there.
Yeah.
So
him a pancake now.
I alluded to Lost Galaxy doing a lot of crazy things for Power Rangers.
Yeah.
This is the second episode, and they just killed a guy.
They did just murder a man via earthquake and then retracting an earthquake.
Yep.
It's pretty crazy. So then Leo has a sword, and he sees Furio. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I am going to kill you. I hate you so much. And the sabers start to glow. And Furio's like, oh, they're more powerful than I thought.
Those sabers have power.
They also light up a little bit. And then they do a skyward strike. They reach up to the sky. They point at the sun. And it charges for a second. And then they morph. They don't say anything.
They don't call anything.
They just morph. It's a weird way to morph the first time.
It's very weird. And we go through the whole morph sequence, but there's like no fanfare before it. It's just like, they're morphing now.
Yeah.
It's just, it feels bizarre.
Like we had to we looked it up and like knew what the morph call was.
Yeah.
But if we waited, we wouldn't have been able to say it last time.
We wouldn't be able to say it this time.
Because it was after the break, so we wouldn't have known it yet. And then we still would have been able to say it this time. And then we wouldn't be able to say it next time either, because we still don't know what it is in kayfabe. Right. Like, they still haven't said it, which is just bonkers.
I do really like that the Saber chose Mike, and, like,
yes.
Leo is not the chosen Red Ranger, but he, like, has to be the Red Ranger.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want to say it's a DNA thing, because that's Time Force. That's how Time Force works, which I think is handled a lot better, but I think Time Force just handles everything a lot better than most Power yeah. Rangers that I've seen. But I like this because it chose Mike, but it doesn't mean that only Mike can use it.
Right, yeah.
Like, now that it's out, anyone can use it, but, like, it's Leo's
Yeah,
now.
So you gotta protect those suckers now.
Yeah.
Because anyone can get them, because they're out of the stone.
Yeah, so like, that this is it. Like, the weird Excalibur protection spell on it is off. They're morphed now, and Furio's like, silly costumes aren't gonna help you. And Leo's like, well, let's see about that. This one's for Mike. Then they start fighting. And it's another fight, but this time they got swords and they're more powerful and they get a lot of, like, weird animal powers. Now, which animals those are, I could not tell you.
I think, okay, Leo's is obvious.
He's a lion.
But he doesn't do any power, like, lion moves.
Not that I noticed.
And also, his helmet doesn't look like a lion.
It looks very abstractly like a lion.
Damon is Birdman.
Yeah.
And so he does, like, a flying swoop move.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. If I remember correctly, IIRC, as they say on the Twitter, it's a condor?
Maybe.
Which, if it is, if I am remembering that correctly, get ready for a bunch of Operation Condor jokes from me.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite Jackie Chan movies.
Let's see. What are the other ones? Kai is a gorilla.
He's a gorilla.
He's like Donkey Kong punching every buggy.
He did like
across the field.
He did like a Donkey Kong ground slap too, I think.
Maybe.
I'm not 100% sure.
I know. All I remember is him, like, he stops for a minute and then punches one in the chest. And the next shot, it cuts to them, like, flying across the screen. Maya might be like a panther or some kind of big cat, because she climbs a tree and jumps on a dude.
I feel like she's a bear, but I don't know. I don't think that's
and
right.
And I could not tell you what Kendricks
is. I think Kendricks is a cat, is another big cat.
Okay.
Which is a weird choice, because you have one in the lion.
Yep.
I don't love it when they have a theme and you double up. That'd be like if there were two T-Rexes on Mighty Morphin.
Well, this one's a T-Rex and this one is a Spinosaurus. Well, essentially they're the same.
Oh, that's the same.
This one has a fin on its back. So what?
That's not different enough. Furio, all my notes just call him different things now. I hate him so much. He zaps Leo with some red lighting, and then Leo like gets back up and he charges up his sword again, and he says he's a Quasar Saber light show blast. I forget what he says, but he knows what the attack needs to be, of course. And he spins
around.
It's
like second nature to him.
That is true. And he spins around and he slashes Furio and presumably kills him.
You would think that.
There's a big explosion.
But here's what happens, because Furio takes a good back bump during the explosion, not before it.
Right.
So we don't see him blow up, and also we see him again in a minute.
He gets back up in like a second.
Yeah, it's just really weird that they did the kill shot sequence of
like
Leo slashing
jump
him
around,
and
like,
turning to the camera as everything blows up behind him, but he's fine.
It looks like there is zero damage done.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a weenie move, I guess. So then the petrifying wave is catching up to them, and they're like, we gotta go. This is when we find out his name is Furio, which sucks. It's ruined my whole running joke, and I'm very mad about it. And I also, speaking of ruined jokes, this one's on me, though. I came up with a very funny name for photography nerds. I don't know why I said it like that.
Are you a photography nerd?
No, but I could not think of the word photography, so I had to sound it out in my head. And out loud, I guess. I should have called this the Ansel Adams wave, because it's grayscale, and Ansel Adams did a lot with Grayscale and he made a chart. It's a deep cut. Three people are like, oh, yeah. But, everybody else is like, moving on, Jake. Bring it home, Seth Rollins. So then they get back to, this might be my second favorite part. The entire time, Leo is like trying to like go save Mike, even though like he got squished in the ground. Like it's just ground now.
Yeah, well, it's not until they get back to the mega ship.
They get back to the doors of the ship.
He's on the ramp going up to the door, and he's like, I gotta go back for Mike. And I think it's Kai that's like, that dude is squished. Come on.
He's a pancake now. We are moving on. So they get in. Damon goes right for the controls because he knows to fly it, so I like that. Alpha's there. Alpha's like, oh, man, Power Rangers. I never thought I'd see the day. And he's like, how did this happen? And they're like, shut up, Alpha. We got to get out of here. So then also at some point the buggies have like jumped up and they're like hovering. And then so the wave didn't hit him. And then also Furo can just like walk on it. Cause it's
so his... I guess it only affects the ground and anything touching it directly. Except for Furio, who's immune to his own magic.
So what if it came towards you and you jumped past it and landed in it? Would you then turn or would you be safe?
I think you would.
Okay.
Because as soon as you touch the graphite, you're
so
stuck.
So it's not like the front of it is the spell and the rest is the outcome. It's like an ongoing field type deal?
Right.
Okay.
Because the buggy stayed in
the
air.
They did have to stay in the air. So they lift off and they fly away. Furio's like, get in the
Scorpio flyer.
Scorp Perceptor.
The sting flyer.
Hornetor.
The mega winger. The mega stinger.
The mega stinger. we don't know what that is. He just yells at them to like go somewhere. So then we cut to the Rangers. They are in space.
In space.
And they are flying, and they see the black hole, the portal, and they're like, we're going to make it. Oh, we got to go. And so Damon's like, I'll go faster. And so he moves fast. Why weren't you just going top speed immediately?
Because he doesn't know if it will fall apart or not.
Well, I guess that makes sense, actually. So they get through, and there's like this like squeezing, like they like squeeze through it because it's closing.
Yeah.
And we get a view from the windshield, or like the, not the windshield, the
monitors
or whatever, and it looks like we just barely made it through this portal, but now that galaxy is lost. We'll never get back there.
Nope.
Stay tuned. Then Maya is like, guys, do you know what this means? These Quasar Sabers were in that rock for 3,000 years. I have seen every mighty warrior try
every
to pull
mighty
it out.
Morphin power warrior
try to pull and nobody could. We were chosen.
I never tried it.
Not once.
Because I have no self-confidence, I guess.
I just didn't feel like it. It's not for me. Get off my back, Damon.
I always thought of myself as more of a spectator.
So she's like, we were chosen to be Power Rangers. And as she says that, it pans over to Leo, who was not chosen.
And he knows it.
He knows. And he's like looking at the saber and he's like, this is for you, Mike. I gotta do this for Mike.
It was for Mike.
Yeah,
you're right.
That
saber
was
for Mike.
Saber, and now you're holding it. So like, you do good by it. But I just liked it. I liked the dynamic, and I liked the drama that can pop up later. Of these are the chosen Power Rangers. Here's Leo.
Yeah,
a little sneak thief who stowed away onto a ship to get here. And I think that can like bring up some cool stuff later. Will they? Who knows? Only one way to find out. But then we cut to Terra Venture, where the Astro Megaship is docking. Nobody seemed to notice that the museum flew away.
It hit a building. People did notice. Everyone that evacuated watched it take off.
Yeah.
Because they had little Astro Megaship flags, like
and
pendant
toys.
Flags.
There's like eight kids with toys and like balloons. But like, it didn't seem like anybody in command noticed. That'd be like if you were in Boston. And the Boston Museum of Science flew into outer space.
And the mayor of Boston didn't notice.
And he didn't notice. And then later it came back and they pretended it never happened.
And also, I guess the commander had no headcount for the people he sent on this last training mission.
Yeah, way back in the beginning, nobody checked to see that three people were missing.
And then now Kai and Kendrick's just sneak into some kind of presentation when they're about to take off.
Yeah.
They just like step in, like, hope nobody noticed we were gone. And it was and like, well, they
no
didn't.
One did.
Because nobody checks.
It's ridiculous. What kind of ship are you running, Commander? Commander?
Not a good one.
Not a very tight one.
It's not that good.
This
ship
is a loose
lifestyle.
Ship. So then we cut to Furio, who is, again, not Scorpius. Scorpo? Scorpium?
Scorpius.
Scorpius. But Scorpius is this big fat bug man.
Yeah, he's like a Jabba the Hutt bug.
It's just like sitting in a chair on a like a Yerk blade ship from Animorphs. Like it looks real weird. It's got like it's like a X-wing sort of.
It's like a scorpion's tail, kind of. Because like as it like flies past, you could see like the back of it, and it's like moving bug like.
Yeah. It's crawling through space.
Yeah, it's gross.
And then and Furio's basically like, we're going to get him. And then it's just Scorpius being like, yeah, you better.
He's like, yes, do it. We will get, bring me Solo. Or however Jabba talks.
I haven't seen a Star Wars in a long time. And then they just like chase after Terraventure, which like takes off into.
Yeah, they just like keep going in the same direction, even though that was a portal. And they're not necessarily in that direction anymore.
So I guess Furio and Scorpius and all the buggies were on the ship parked on Miranoi. And the whole empire is there. Like, all the bad guys are on this ship. So it's not like an evil empire like the last couple have been.
Right.
Which I like that it's kind of smaller. I think that could present some interesting opportunities.
I don't know what his end game is.
I don't
all
remember
we've got
him
so,
at all.
All we've got so far is get the Quasar Sabers.
Yeah, to get that, get more power. So that's where the episode ends. Is Scorpius in the scorpion ship flying after Terraventure?
Yep.
Josh, I started.
You did.
Mm-hmm. What's the best?
Well, I think Leo being a Red Ranger out of circumstance and not out of. Like, not being chosen.
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite part. It's a really good character dynamic, and it's something they've never played with.
They've never chosen. Like, Rangers have never been chosen before.
Yeah.
They've been picked.
Right.
But they've never been chosen, like mystically.
Yeah.
And I like that this is the first time it happened, but also Leo still wasn't. And normally the Red Ranger's the very special, very important one, and he is the opposite of that.
Yeah.
He wasn't chosen. His brother was. So I also am going to give that my best because I think that's a really good dynamic. Hope it leads to some cool stuff. We'll see. What is the worst?
I like the character, but in this episode, Damon is the worst. Mm. And I don't mean he is the worst.
The way
he is brought in and like everything around him is the worst.
I'm going to say for me, the worst is Mike just giving up.
Jumping.
And not only that, but not even considering another option, like handing the, he's holding the hilt of the sword and he could hand the sword to Leo and hold on to it still and be pulled up. But
also
instead,
Leo had to reach all the way down to the hilt. He could have just grabbed any part of it because it's not a blade.
Yeah, it's like a,
it's like round.
It's like a baton.
Yeah.
Sort of. I guess in kayfabe it's probably sharp.
I guess. I don't know.
He does cut Furio's sword in half when he morphs.
Yeah, but it's like power that does
that's
that.
That's true.
Not the sharpness
You're
of
right.
it.
You're right. It's not a Hattori Hanzo sword or anything. So, yeah, it's just very weird that...
Can I go back and get a new worst?
Yeah.
How much they all say power after they morph for the first time? That drove me nuts.
I didn't even realize
Every
it.
One of them says power at least twice, I think. It's crazy. I've never felt so much power. I feel so powerful. Oh, all this power.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. That sucks.
That's my actual worst.
Mine's still Mike. Mine's still Mike. Specifically Mike being like, well, time to jump to my death. This is the only way. Get your knees up. If you can't get your arms up anymore, get your knees up. It's
just
classic
like,
rock climbing.
I don't know. If he's going to fall to his death, maybe let him slip out of Leo's hand or something. Like, give him a shot. Let him try. He just got chosen as a Power Ranger.
Yeah.
The whole thing is that he shouldn't give up.
Yeah.
But he does. He gives right up.
He's not a good Power Ranger. I'm glad he's not the Red Ranger. He
Same.
Gave up at the first chance he had. Who's the MVP?
I don't know.
I'm going to say, and I can't imagine we're going to get too many of these, but I'm going to give it to him this time. I'm going to say Kai is the MVP because he immediately regretted his decision. And instead of like sulking about it and letting his friends die on a strange planet, he immediately figured out how to get back. He
commandeered a museum.
Yeah, flew a museum there, and then that provided a way out too. So
yeah,
he could say he set out to save his friends, and he did. And then that's good. Good job, Kai.
I can agree with that. No one else really did anything that stood out.
Yeah. Like, nobody did it.
No.
So, that's going to do it for us for today. Thank you very much for listening. We will see you on Monday for episode 3. I don't remember what it was called.
I might have it
still. Secret.
Race to the Rescue.
Race to the Rescue. I was so close. Race to the Rescue.
You said secret. It's close.
Q and R and S are right next to each other. Q has nothing to do with this. Don't worry. It's very late. I'm very tired.
That's fair.
We're going to see you on Monday for Race to the Rescue. But until then,
may the power protect you.
No,
I was less wrong. Look, it's the second time. Try right. again.
All right, ready?
They haven't said it yet.
They haven't.
There's enough space.
This is a good crunch right there.
You can fix it.